Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and former Senate Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor today and getting a standing ovation as he announced he will not seek re-election in November of 2026. Today also marks his 83rd birthday. He reflected on his life and career.
I've never lost sight of the fact that without my mother's devoted care, a childhood encounter with polio could have turned out a lot worse.
McConnell has struggled with health issues in the past few years. The Senate set to take a final vote on FBI director nominee Kash Patel. Today, Senator Susan Collins already indicating she will be a no vote due to what she called his aggressive political activity these past 4 years. A somber day in Israel. Hamas releasing the bodies of 4 Israeli hostages held since the October 7th attacks. They include 2 children, the youngest captives, along with their mother, and an 83-year-old. And the majority of states remain under a deep freeze alert. This is ABC News. Following a major ruling, the Idaho College murders case now moving forward.
The judge denying all motions from Brian Koberger's defense team to keep critical evidence out of the upcoming trial. Lead defense attorney Ann Taylor, who says her client Brian Koberger is innocent, leaned heavily on trying to discredit a surviving roommate's account of what happened the night of the quadruple murders.
Credibility is really, really important when that person is relied on in the investigation.
Koberger's defense attorney accusing the roommate of not disclosing everything to all officers involved, as well as inconsistencies in her account.
ABC's Kana Whitworth. Some promising news for treating pancreatic cancer. A preliminary study shows a personalized mRNA vaccine may reduce the risk of pancreatic cancer returning after surgery. Half of the patients studied say stayed cancer-free for 3 years. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Assembly voted along party lines Wednesday to approve a bill that overhauls Department of Public Instruction test standards. The bill's author, Representative Robert Witke, says there's no legislative oversight on the scoring and assessment of Wisconsin students, and the bill would establish that. In Washington, Senate Democrats raise alarm bells over proposed cuts to Medicaid. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Democratic colleagues Wednesday to excoriate the move, warning that cuts to the program will not be painless and will fall especially hard on rural Wisconsin. And a northern Wisconsin college will close at the end of the academic year. The Northland College Board of Trustees voted unanimously Wednesday to close the private liberal arts college in Ashland. Declining enrollment and growing costs of higher education were factors that were cited for the decision to close the college. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Covison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Calling all moms. Looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare, a twofold win. Join the Mom Army at Covison and bring your child to work. Now is your chance. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Moms, find out how you can join the Mom Army at Covison. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey!
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Clinics and Tri-County Community Hospital, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. The Durand, Arkansas School Board has approved the execution of a sub-grant agreement to apply for a federal grant. The grant from FEMA would pay for 90% of a field house that would also be used as a community shelter in case of natural disasters. The field house would have a capacity to shelter 2,100 people and also have other amenities that the school district and community could use. If the grant would be approved, the district would have 36 months to construct the new field house. A convicted Missouri sex offender has faced child sex charges in Wisconsin. Police say they were called to the Menominee Walmart on Sunday after reports of a suspect staring at a 9-year-old girl and touching himself in the parking lot. 56-year-old Joseph Gladstone was pulled over shortly afterward and taken into custody. Officers say they found children's books and clothing in his car during a search. He's now facing 5 charges, including carrying a concealed weapon. Students at Keddie Woodlawn Elementary are raising money and learning about heart health this week. This week, the kids are participating in the Kids Heart Challenges. Students go through a variety of heart-healthy stations, plus a snack station, including cheese curds from O'Galley, donated by Pepin County Dairy Promotion. Water and bananas are also being donated by the Durand Quick Trip. The kids have also been raising money for the American Heart Association, and so far have raised nearly $17,000. If you'd also like to make a donation, you still have time. Just contact Keddie Woodlawn Elementary School. In Washington, Senate Democrats are raising alarm bells over cuts to Medicaid. After vowing earlier this week that he wouldn't cut Medicaid, President Trump on Wednesday indicated he's on board with a House Republican budget resolution that calls for $880 billion in cuts to the program. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin joined Democratic colleagues Wednesday to condemn the move. Baldwin said vulnerable Americans will be expected to pay and sacrifice so that Elon Musk and Donald Trump and their like can get massive tax cuts, she said. Baldwin warned that the cuts to the program that provides health insurance for low-income Americans would not be painless and would fall especially hard on rural Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Two people were injured in a single vehicle accident in Ellsworth Township Monday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 17-year-old Jeremiah Johnson of Ellsworth was traveling eastbound on 410th Avenue when he lost control, entered the ditch, and struck a tree. Johnson was taken to Red Wing Mayo Hospital. A 14-year-old passenger from Hager City was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. Police received multiple calls Wednesday in the Chippewa Falls area that folks were being scammed with the so-called grandparent scam. This scam works when someone calls pretending to be a person's grandchild. They claim that they have been put in jail and need money. These days, con artists will even use artificial intelligence to make the voice sound like their grandchildren. Chippewa Falls police have instructed people who get these calls to just hang up. The University of Wisconsin La Crosse Chancellor had a chance to meet with community members during a public forum Wednesday. It was an opportunity for Chancellor James Beebe to talk about partnership successes between the school and the city. Beebe also talked about how he's been able to meet with 70-plus groups, community members, and city leaders. Beebe pointed out that community members have a positive attitude to where the city is going and how the university can partner to make things even better. The Wisconsin Assembly voted along party lines Wednesday to approve a bill that overhauls the Department of Public Instruction test standards. Bill author Representative Robert Whitkel says there's no legislative oversight on the scoring and assessment of Wisconsin's kids, and the bill would establish that. Democrats say the bill's politically motivated and it won't help student achievement. It would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019 and 2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Asking for help for orphaned cats. And not just any cats. The Dane County Humane Society hopes to raise $5,000 to cover the cost of caring for two bobcats. The male bob kittens were estimated to be just 12 to 16 weeks old, dehydrated and malnourished when they were admitted to the Society's Wildlife Center a few days apart in August of 2024. Since then, they've received medical treatment and a diet including pheasants, rodents, and venison. The Humane Society said in a news release that as they grow larger, so do their voracious appetites. Just feeding them costs $200 a week. You can find out more on the Humane Society's Facebook page or at giveshelter.org. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnikin.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 11 degrees.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The U.S. and Canada square off in the Four Nations face-off tournament finale tonight in Boston. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Americans defeated Canada 3-1 in the first head-to-head meeting last Saturday. The NBA season jumps back into full swing tonight following the All-Star break. The Bucks will tip things off against the L.A. Clippers at Fiserv Forum. It's the first of a 5-game, 8-day stretch for Doc Rivers' squad.
You know, we'll take it game at a time. You know, guys had a lot of time off, but then they throw you back into a lot of games. You know, this is where we, as the coaches, are still complaining, like with the in-season tournament and then a bunch of days off there, but not to the teams that are in it. We have to figure that all out, and I think we will, but it hasn't been figured out yet. You shouldn't come out of the break playing what we're playing, but no one's going to complain about it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard both practicing on Wednesday but remain questionable for tonight's matchup with the Clippers. The Packers will have more to spend on player salaries this coming season. The NFL sent all 32 teams a memo on Wednesday telling them they estimate the salary cap to be between $277.5 million and $281.5 million this season. That's an increase of somewhere between $22.5 million and $26.5 million. Means the Packers will have at least $45 million for the upcoming season. NFL will return to Brazil in the 2025 season. The league announced the Chargers will be the designated home team with their opponent to be announced later this spring. Women's college basketball last night, Green Bay extended its win streak to 17 straight games, knocking off Cleveland State 59-50. Marquette bounced Providence 69-51. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
Hendrick Motorsports is set for an Xfinity Series return. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
While not a full-time entry, Hendrick Motorsports announced that the team will run the number 17 car in the NASCAR Xfinity Series in select events this season. The team's first race will be in just over a week at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, and have this year's Daytona 500 winner William Byron behind the wheel. And NASCAR has announced that Joe Gibbs Racing's 19 team with driver Chase Briscoe has been penalized for modifying a single-source supplied part. In this case, the rear spoiler. Among the penalties, a 100-point penalty for Briscoe, $100,000 fine for the team, and four-race suspension for crew chief James Small. The team plans to appeal. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's an approach to prevent deer from eating your tree seedlings. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Use wood with little value to surround the area with a slash wall as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Anyone who tries to regenerate valuable tree species on their woodland faces two challenges: competing vegetation and deer that enjoy young tree seedlings as a tasty treat. Cornell University's Cooperative Extension Service developed a novel approach known as slash walls to prevent deer from getting access to the seedlings. Peter Smullage is an extension forester at Cornell. He says the concept is basically circling the area to be protected with a wall made of big brush piles.
The wall is built from slash and tops and low-grade wood that is at or near the perimeter. You're not moving slash from across the site. Most of it comes from within 75 to 100 feet of the wall. We integrated this with cutting or brushing all of the understory vegetation, so that's how we managed the interfering vegetation issue.
The wall is built about 10 to 20 feet wide by 10 feet tall. Access gates are put in so vehicles and humans can get inside the perimeter. Many mammal species, except for deer, have been seen on trail cameras going up and over the slash wall. Birds are also hanging out, so he says there is no evidence of a negative impact on wildlife. Another plus, there's very little maintenance once the wall is complete.
We've spent very little time, probably a total in 4 years of 2 weeks of maintenance. So 10 days total out of 4 years. Walls will slump. They slump at about 30% after 3 years. It varies if you're using pine versus hardwood. So on average, about 8 to 10% of height slump per year.
Learn more about slash walls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Something amazing is happening in networking. Organizations are scaling with less stress. That's because CDW is designing and implementing intelligent HPE Aruba networking solutions that simplify and secure operations. With automation at the center of your data center, growing pains can be a thing of the past. HPE Aruba Networking and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/Aruba.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Aside from the livestock markets, farm prices may continue to flounder. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Economists continue to paint a rather bleak picture for farm prices in 2025. Dr. Nick Pigott is professor of agriculture and resource economics at NC State University, and he expects prices to be about the same or perhaps even lower than 2024.
The situation is we just have a very large amount of ending stocks in both corn and soybeans, particularly soybeans worldwide, and that just really limits the upside for now. The only potential we may have for further increasing prices are any surprises with respect to planting or weather as we go into 2025. Aside from that, we've got a lot of ending stock, so that's just going to basically result in a lot of downward pressure on prices moving into 2025.
However, Pickett does see livestock continuing to be a bright spot.
So when you look at cash receipts in 2024, they're down for crops, but they're actually up for livestock and in particular cattle. So the profitability of the cattle industry is coming back, and that's in turn partly because feed grain prices are cheaper, so they're benefiting from that.
Planted acreage should not change much this year, but Pigott does see the possibility for some movement.
I don't expect there to be a lot of changes as compared to last year. Right now there's a signal to potentially plant more corn than soybeans. That's going to play out in the next few weeks. But if soybean prices continue to fall, then there'll be a stronger signal to plant corn.
Of course, there are some wild cards to the prices for 2025. The first would be general inflation. If inflation does not begin to drop, especially in the beef markets, there could be some consumer backlash on prices of beef, and they could move to other sources of protein, including poultry and hogs. That would adversely affect the beef markets. Also, the tariff issue. President Trump has announced some reciprocal tariffs that could go into effect in April. If those tariffs do go into effect, along with those other proposed tariffs between Canada and Mexico, the retaliatory tariffs could also adversely affect agriculture prices. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. A new soybean-based firefighting foam continues to gain traction in the marketplace. Cross Plains Solutions is the company behind the soy-based firefighting foam. Dave Garley, Chief Technology Officer at Cross Plains, says the product is certified for Class A and B fires.
That's correct. Yep. NFPA, National Fire Prevention Association, is a governing body that sets standards for Class A and Class B foams.
Jason Wiley, the fire chief for the Rock Falls Fire Department, says the soy firefighting foam is easy to use as traditional firefighting foam.
On our truck, we got 1,000 gallons of water and we got a 20-gallon foam tank. And quite literally, when we need to use the foam, we just push a button on it. It comes out at a certain percentage that we sell in the truck, and away we go.
In addition to firefighting equipment, Garley says farmers can also use the soy foam to fight combine fires. Two of the most respected and recognized dairy organizations in the country, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association, have announced their combined commitment of $180,000 to UW River Falls' Winthrop Family Grassland Dairy Center of Excellence. DFW and WCMA have each pledged $90,000 to the facility, demonstrating continued dairy industry support that has led to the transformation of the university's dairy plant into an innovative production and training center. The ranking members of the Senate and House Agriculture Committees are pressing the Trump administration for answers on international food aid disruptions. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and Congresswoman Angie Craig, both Minnesota Democrats, asked for an explanation following a stop work order that halted the delivery and distribution of hundreds of millions of metric tons of American-grown food aid, which could impact American farmers and U.S. agricultural markets. In a letter to Agriculture Secretary Rollins, they said, "We've received reports of American-grown commodities sitting in storage without the ability to monitor whether the aid will get to the more than 75,000 children who would have otherwise received school meals. They also said with Food for Progress, buyers in other countries have bought U.S. commodities but haven't received them due to the pause. It's our understanding that this is also encompassing hundreds of thousands of tons of U.S. wheat, rice, and soybeans, they added. In an annual address on the state of the industry, Renewable Fuels President and CEO Jeff Cooper highlighted the ethanol industry's pivotal role in American agriculture. He also outlined how ethanol can again help the farm sector thrive in the face of current economic challenges if the right actions are taken by Congress. Speaking at the RFA's 30th Annual National Ethanol Conference, Cooper's report not only reflected on the industry's history, but looked toward the future under the leadership of President Trump and the new Congress. From the early days of gasohol during the Carter administration to the transformative passage of the renewable fuel standard in 2005, the ethanol industry has evolved into a cornerstone of energy security and agricultural prosperity, Cooper said. Starting next week, in compliance with USDA, the state of Minnesota will begin to test raw cow milk for bird flu. Since milk gets pasteurized, there's no worry about milk having H5N1 virus being sold in stores. Last year, a total of 9 cases of bird flu were found in cows around the state of Minnesota. So far, no cows have been found with the bird flu in Wisconsin. Health officials like to remind everyone to avoid drinking raw milk and dairy products that are made from raw milk. The European Union wants to block imports of particular foodstuffs made to a different standard to protect its farmers, which is similar to President Trump's reciprocal trade policy. The Financial Times says the EU Commission will look into the possibility of greater import limits, which is a move that would raise tensions between the trading partners. Early reports say the targets could include U.S. soybeans, which are grown using pesticides that EU farmers are not allowed to use. The EU's health commissioner says that leaders have very clear signals from the parliament, very clear signals from member states, and our farmers, which say whatever's banned in the EU should stay that way, even if it's an imported product. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen with the latest news and issues from rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
An Arctic high pressure responsible for all of our cold weather continues to move off to the east in our ag weather forecast. And this weekend and next week will be dominated by a northwest flow aloft and a mild Pacific air mass overspreading the country. The warming process will be gradual as the Arctic air is flushed out from the center of the nation, but each day through Monday will warm several degrees. Highs in the 40s will be common by Sunday and into Monday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, clearing late in the afternoon, highs near 18, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, low near 4 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 20. For Saturday, mostly sunny, not as cold, highs in the low 30s. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 40. Monday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs once again in the mid-40s. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain in the afternoon, with highs in the low 40s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least 3 times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck.
$200 worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's your hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Now I only have myself to blame for falling for your stupid games. I wish my life could be the way it was before I saw your face. You stole my happy, you made me cry. Took the lonely and took me for a ride. And I wanna undo it. You had my heart, now I want it back. I'm starting to see everything you lack. Boy, you blew it, you put me through it.
locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
In the sand, cold drink chilling in my right hand, watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down, yeah.
All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, and sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
And my dark sunglasses,
this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes
when the sun
down.
Goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane, 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen that fate's got cards that it don't wanna show. That boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a believer, tell you from the word go, destined to deceive her. He's the wrong kind of paradise, she's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk-away Joe. Now just a little while into Abilene, station and he robs it clean. She she's waiting in the car. Oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17, and there ain't no reasoning. So she'll ride this ride as far as it can go. 'Cause that boy's just a walk-away Joe, born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it. She'll just keep reaching on for the cold hard truth revealed what I had known. That boy's just a walk away Joe, born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong kind of paradise. But it was just another lesson in life. That boy was a walk away Joe. Ooh, yeah. All he was a walk away Joe. Ooh, walk away Joe. He was a walk away Joe.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades all spinning in the summer rain. Untied shoestrings, you're a light in the dark, and you're stirring my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on.
have a bad connection. If you've got someone more than me, I changed my number when she changed her mind. Operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line, tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. Operator, now we've been disconnected. How does she keep getting through? I won't have a choice, and if I hear a voice, operator, can't you see? There's trouble on the line, tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. There's trouble on the line, tears are gonna fall. It happens every time she's up against the wall. Somebody broke her heart, now she's after mine. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line. The minute that she calls, there'll be trouble on the line.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson chat. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl. You give me Golly Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. Let's take our time off the line, kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I I could survive as if I had you in that needle dropping on a vinyl.
ABC News.
News. I'm Michelle Franz. And growing tensions between the U.S., Ukraine, and European leaders after President Trump falsely claimed Ukraine is to blame for Russia's invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky today meeting with U.S., Ukraine, Russian